Slightly over 1 year ago, David Blackwell was named the new dean of the Gatton College of Business and Economics at UK. He came to Lexington in March from Texas A&M University, and we're pleased to have him as our guest on WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Dean Blackwell.
Thank you very much.
You've been on campus now for just over 6 months, so tell us, what do you feel the college has accomplished during that time under your leadership?
I think the biggest accomplishment is that we have kicked off planning for a new facility, and that's much needed so that we can grow our enrollment and also have the right kind of environment to improve student outcomes and student success, and that process is well underway. That's very exciting. It's been much needed for a long time. And then secondly, we recently completed a reorganization of the college from 3 academic units into 5 academic units. So we split up the School of Management into 3 departments.
Shortly after your arrival, you told the Lexington Herald Leader that in 5 years, I would like to see the Gatton College receive considerably more national recognition for its academic programs. And perhaps that reorganization you went through as part of that, is that something you think you're making progress toward?
Certainly the reorganization will help us toward that national recognition. So we now have distinct units representing finance and quantitative methods, marketing and supply chain, and management. Whereas before the reorganization, they were all in one unit, the School of Management. Now those departments can identify with their disciplines in a more focused fashion, and that will give them more national visibility. The new building will also allow us to grow. We're at physical capacity right now, and I think that we have the quality of faculty that we would be able to grow our programs and then generate new resources from that growth to add to our faculty, and that will help our national recognition as well.
What's the timetable for that new facility?
We are in the midst of identifying funding sources for the building, but we've started the design process, and our intent is to break ground in approximately 1 year, and then it would take 2 years to complete the project, and so it's projected right now to open in October 2015.
Is the intention to remain on Central Campus, or are you looking at an off-campus or somewhere adjacent to campus site?
There are 2 issues related to that. One was cost, and 2 was the desirability of the location. We love the current location. We're at the core of campus. We're near the law school. We're near the engineering school.
You know, which are natural partners for you.
Natural partners. You know, we're very close to the healthcare side, just a short walk down Limestone. And staying in that core of campus is very attractive to us. So what we're doing is expanding and renovating around the facility that we're already in. So we're going to grow our space by about 56%. But it will be around the bones, so to speak, of the existing facility. And that makes it much more cost-effective to get the same amount of space as we would have had if we built a separate facility.
What do you see as the role of the Gatton College in both the Lexington community and also in the Commonwealth of Kentucky?
Well, first and foremost, our role is to educate the future business leaders for Kentucky through our educational programs, our academic programs. The second important mission is to advance the knowledge in business and economics through the research of the faculty. And third, and very important, is to help businesses both locally and across the state to improve their practices and to transmit the knowledge that our faculty are generating through their research to help businesses grow and prosper. So that's our outreach mission.
Regardless of who wins the elections that are coming up on Tuesday, how do you see the economic future of this region, at least in the short run?
In the short run, we have some major challenges. I think that I have been traveling around the state since I arrived, meeting with business leaders in just about all corners of the state at this point. And there are some common themes. The number one thing I'm hearing is that Given the push toward advanced manufacturing, a lot of companies that are looking to hire right now are having trouble filling those positions with qualified people. And the problem in the short run is that we don't have the right mix of educational opportunities to prepare our citizens for those types of positions. And a lot of that type of education and training would really come from the community college and technical college system, which is, you know, doing a very good job, but they, you know, they're trying to accelerate their efforts along those lines. And I hear that from, I've heard that from a number of business leaders, that they really have positions available, but can't find all the people they need right now. So it's a need to invest more in education and training.
And that's difficult given the state economy is in right now.
And it's a challenge, although we're moving in a positive direction. I think that the real issue becomes what happens with the election is going to determine, you know, resolve a lot of uncertainty about tax policy, the nature of an extent of regulation, and business leaders around the state are concerned about that. Another potential point is the tax climate in Kentucky relative to surrounding states, and of course the governor has appointed a Blue Ribbon Commission to study that. They've been doing their work the last several months. They actually hired a consultant who's an economist in the Gatton College to kind of present that group with a number of alternatives to consider. And I think after the election, things settle down, we hopefully will see some traction from that group and some action on the part of the governor and the legislature to improve our tax situation and make us a more competitive business environment and to foster growth in that way.
Do you have any insight or guess into where that tax policy commission is going to go? What kind of conclusions are they coming to? Or is it too premature to talk about?
It is too premature. I think they've held hearings all over the Commonwealth. I think they're taking that input, as I understand it, combining that with the report of this consulting group that they hired. And I believe what they're doing is formulating recommendations for the governor to consider.
You recently co-authored a study with Ken Trosky, your associate dean, of money market fund industry policies. And so taking this discussion a little bit out of the state for a moment and looking at a more national issue, tell us a little bit about that study and what you found.
Well, this is a good example of an important part of the Gatton College mission and the mission of the University of Kentucky, which is to transmit our knowledge that we gain through our research to inform business leaders, to inform policymakers in decisions that they have to make. So we were approached by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to comment on some pending regulation of money market mutual funds and to inform that debate. And as it turns out, money market mutual funds were considered to be a big problem during the financial crisis in 2008. That resulted in some additional regulation in 2010, but recently the SEC chair and the Fed chair and the Secretary of the Treasury have all been clamoring for more regulation of this industry. And so we were asked to analyze the evidence that's out there and recommend whether more regulation was needed or not. And we're thinking that in our research, we're recommending that we kind of hold steady and wait and see whether the 2010 reforms actually have the impact. And so far, it looks like that those reforms have had a positive impact in reducing the risk and in that industry and reducing the chance that there's a run on money market funds that is similar to what happened during the 2008 financial crisis.
And what do you think would happen if those regulations were tightened or if more regulations were added? That would have a negative impact on both the industry and investors, or what?
It would make those regulations would make it much more costly to operate a money market mutual fund. So we might see a number of those funds disappear. And in particular, that would hurt retail investors because the institutional investors in those funds would be able to find other ways to invest in those securities, where a retail the minimum denomination in those kinds of securities is $100,000. And most of us don't have $100,000 to buy one security, so we pool our money together in a money market fund, and then we can buy a small sliver of a huge portfolio of money market securities. And so That takes away an investment option for a retail investor if those funds shrink. And in fact, our research shows that most of the damage, if you will, that was done in the financial crisis was really to institutional investors, not retail investors. And so over-regulating really helps institutional investors at the extent of the small retail investor.
In a different direction, how's your musical career coming along these days? You know, we're always looking for new musical talent here on WKY.
I keep working at expanding my repertoire. It's not quite ready for any performance outside of my apartment. But if you want to come over for a bourbon, I'll be happy to give you my repertoire.
And your instrument's the guitar, is it not?
I've been trying to teach myself guitar for a couple of years. It's fun.
And your ambition is to put a band together?
I hope to get recruited by a band and who will have mercy on me and allow me to play with them in public, maybe two or three songs at some point.
Well, perhaps someone will hear this and make the call. So you'll have to let us know if this has a major change, if you have a major change in your career as a result of this broadcast.
I'll let you know for sure.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Dean David Blackwell of UK's Gatton College. You can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.